The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You're listening to the House of Wellness across Australia. Please keep those calls coming in. We're going to get to them in a moment. Our number, 131873. We love to hear from you. Vaping has now become a major health issue and would have to be one of the biggest concerns for any parent of teenagers in this modern era. Joining us on the line is Rachel Anderson, Quit Director, to not only talk us through this topic, but also to explain the new vaping legislation that will be effective across Australia from January 1. Welcome to the show, Rachel. Can you please explain these new vaping reforms to us?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So Quit really welcomes these new legislative changes that the federal government is implementing from the 1st of January. So what we're going to see across Australia is a ban on the import of disposable vaping products from this date and laws that are going to make it illegal to market vapes via online social media. So that's platforms like TikTok, like Facebook, like Instagram. So it won't be legal to be advertising to our young people on these social media platforms. And we know there's going to be some more regulations to introduce some stronger controls around access to vapes, and these are anticipated in March next year.
It's interesting, Rachel. I've got a 9-year-old, and there was no way that I thought that I would have to have a conversation like I've been having with her lately about vaping, about what's, you know, the detrimental effect it has, not only for health, but environmental as well. Do you think that these reforms are really going to be able to be targeted correctly at that age bracket? Because obviously it's a hard one to, you know, it's a hard age to get them to listen more than anything else, getting into that teenagehood.
There, Rachel?
We got you there, Rachel?
Yep, I'm here.
Fantastic, Rachel. Zoe just had a question. Do you think the reforms are targeted at the right age group? Are we really going to reach young people and make an impact?
Yeah, so these reforms are targeted at anyone who is smoking or vaping at any age, but it's especially targeting people who are vaping recreationally but have never smoked. And we know that there's a disproportionate number of young people who are taking up vaping. And so what we're seeing as a result is a new generation of young people who are addicted to nicotine. And smoking rates have dropped across the board, but we know that vaping is a new gateway to smoking, and people who vape are 3 times more likely to take up smoking.
Rachel, I think we've been played as fools by the tobacco company, because not many years ago, we were reassured that if you really wanted to stop smoking, and bearing in mind tobacco smoking, according to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, is still the leading cause of preventable health burden in Australia. The tobacco industry said, we've got a solution here. We're going to talk to you about vapes. And they were given an armchair ride in all the media, all the way through, of how safe. Now, can you tell me, if possible, what went wrong? And surely if we put these regulations into play, the biggest challenge is that the whole market's going to be sent underground, which is where tobacco, I don't know what it's like in other capital cities, but the underground tobacco industry now is loaded with crime. How do we stop vaping heading that way?
Yeah, so we know that there's there is a real issue with the way in which vaping products have been marketed to all of us, but especially to our young people. And we know that the uptake has been really high, and we are seeing a new generation of nicotine addiction. These reforms that we are going to see will put in place measures that will make it easier for the government to enforce tobacco regulation and e-cigarette regulation. So, the aggressive marketing tactics to our young, we hope to be able to put an end to that, and we hope to be able to see that there are better border controls in place that will limit the amount of vaping products that will be entering into our country as a result.
Rach, there's going to be a lot of parents listening to this right now concerned that their child's vaping. How do we know they are, and what do we do if they are?
Some of the signs that our children might be vaping is that there could be sweet smells that are in a kid's bedroom that dissipates quickly. But kids are more likely to vape fruity or sweet flavoured products. So things like fairy floss, chocolate milk, Holler ice, those sorts of smells that dissipate really quickly. Some kids might mask smells with the use of deodorant in, you know, on their body or in their room. And it's also important to pick up whether or not your child might be a bit irritable if they don't have access to a vape. So they might be a sign that there's a nicotine addiction. And so I think that the best thing that a parent can do really is to have a curious and non-judgmental conversation with their kids, whether or not you think they vape. I think given it's such a big social issue for our young people, having a really open conversation with your young child is really important, just to see what their friends are doing, what their attitudes are like towards vaping.
Thank you so much, Rachel. This is such helpful information. It's been great to have you on the show to talk about the new legislation around vaping that will be effective from January 1. For further assistance on quitting vaping or smoking, you can call the Quit Line 137848 or head to quit.org.au. And we've got a fantastic article up on the houseofwellness.com.au right now, The Truth About Vaping, Why It's Not a Safe Alternative to Smoking. Let's jump into some of the calls there. We've got Jeanette from Albury. Good morning, Jeanette.
Hello, Jeanette.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Good morning. I would like to ask you about the gummies. I have a couple of gummies amongst my vitamins and minerals. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the gummies?
Look, they're an alternative way of having a nutrient of some sort. Marie, they got a bit of a pasting because of some sugar content years ago, but I think the company concern was unfairly picked on. The market really is more in giving an alternative way of for children to make something a little more appealing. It might be fish oil or it might be a multivitamin. But I think over time we're going to see more and more, and don't be surprised if there are gummy medications on the market, because particularly for those people who find it difficult to swallow. It's technology that's being explored, and I think in time, Jeanette, it'll be a lot more acceptable.
And I think, Jeanette, what you obviously are trying to always look at is the quality of the ingredients. So look at the product, look at the back of it, speak to your pharmacist, speak to your nutritionist, naturopath, and find out if that product is what you or your child or your friend needs to be taking as well.
Such important advice there. Let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Is it Marie? Marie, is that you? Oh, Mary. Yeah, Mary. Are you there, Mary?
Mary, yes.
How can we help you, Mary?
Yeah, I have my legs is coming very numb, mm-hmm. and there's no good regulation. Mm-hmm. And the doctor can't help me, and getting like worse. They don't give me any. They give me a few tablets before, I remember, but now I have some tablets, Prebalin.
Pregabalin, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. And nothing really helped. Can you suggest something for my numbness, you know, and I don't have a feeling very well when I drive the car and I have to leave the car, you know?
Mary, the term here is nerve or neuropathic pain, and I mentioned to Margaret earlier, one of our earlier callers, the combination is lipoic acid that you get from your pharmacy, L-I-P-O-I-C, lipoic acid and high-strength turmeric, and it will tend to reduce the sensitivity of those nerves.
Keep those calls coming in, 131-873. After the break, where to access food over Christmas, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you using a medicated nasal spray? Help improve its effectiveness with Fest Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength. It's a natural way to help relieve a stuffy nose due to a cold, hay fever or sinusitis, and to help wash away allergens, dust and pollen. Clean and clear your nose before you use a medicated spray with Fest Nasal and Sinus Wash Gentle Strength Wash Kit. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.